The third factor in dealing with discouragement is that of fear. So many people are filled with fear. Some have become so fearful that their entire life seems to be surrounded by the cloud of being afraid. It was Franklin Delano Roosevelt who said, "The only thing that we have to be afraid of is fear itself." What causes fear? Did you ever ask yourself? Robinson, in his book, The Mind in the Making, tells us that fear is caused by ignorance and uncertainty. Simplified and breaking these words down, what do we have? Ignorance simply means not knowing. Uncertainty simply means not being sure. In other words, fear means not knowing and not being sure. Therefore, it is important to say to yourself, not that I am afraid, but there is something that I do not know and something that I am not sure of. It is perfectly possible in almost every situation to find out what there is that you do not know and are not sure of. Through books, through the use of libraries, through professional advice, you can eliminate the problem of not knowing and not being sure. Once you begin to deal with fear, by this method you have just heard, you will no longer worry about this fear, and in its place will be the right kind of thinking to eliminate fear. How can we be so sure that we can eliminate fear? Many years ago, they tried to find out how many or what fears a child is born with. After experimenting with 500 babies, testing the babies in every conceivable fashion, they found out that we are born with only two natural fears: the fear of falling and the fear of a loud sound. They tried to scare these babies in every conceivable fashion, but the babies would respond in no way whatsoever except in the fear of falling and the fear of a loud sound. It is a definite fact that man is born with these two fears, and that is all. All other fears are man-made. If we made these fears, man can, through the same process of thinking, eliminate these fears. It is important, therefore, at all times to remind yourself of these two natural fears and stop making more fears for yourself. Once you do this, you will become less discouraged and more confident.